One day of favor is better than 40 years of labor. In today's message, Pastor speaks about God's mercy, which gives us what God has reserved for us.
Tonight, what a joy to come into your homes once again this Friday, this first Friday of the seventh month of the year 2024. Wow, what a joy I have with me this wonderful brother, anointed servant of the Lord, Sam Philip. Joy to serve the Lord together with you. Amen. So we are coming from a different nation to serve and to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to you tonight. Tonight, while I was praying, what the Holy Spirit put into my heart is this being the first Friday of the seventh month. You know, the Lord showed me a rainbow with seven colors. And the Lord said, just like Joseph's coat was a sign of favor, this shall be a month of God's favor upon your life. God's favor will be drawn to you like no other time before. Amen. I am somebody who believes in the favor of God.
Yes.
You know, there are sessions of the word that I have taken which has brought tremendous blessings into my life personally and in the church. One was years back when I spoke on the Holy Spirit, almost for 6 to 7 months. It was a series on the Holy Spirit, and that's when the church began to grow. Then there was a season when the Lord inspired me to preach on the second coming of Jesus, nearly for a year. That was the time when I felt, you know, people were getting more committed unto Jesus. And third was during the COVID lockdown time when the Spirit of God stirred into me this word, favor. And the church began to move into another level. So I believe this month, the seventh month, just like Joseph's coat, God is going to adorn you with a fresh mantle of God's favor. If you believe that, open your mouth, give a shout to God and say, yes, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Favor is that which will make you to move from zero to surplus. It is not your intellect. It is not the connections that you have. It is not the people that you know. But it is the favor of God that will move you from a zero to surplus. Some of you who have been a zero, get ready to enjoy the surplus of God's goodness into your life. You know, it is always favor that will carry you to where connections cannot take you. Sometimes people think, you know, brother, I don't have connections. I wish I knew the mayor of the city, or I wish I knew the chief minister. I wish I knew somebody in that company. Wish I knew somebody there who would help me. But it is never connections. It is the favor of God. If you are connected with the Father through the blood of Jesus Christ, if you are connected to God, what you need is the favor of God to show up in your life in such a way that the favor of God will push you, move you into realms and into places that connections cannot take you. It is the favor of God that will qualify you for a job you are not trained to do. You know, sometimes people think, if I had the right education, if I had the right qualifications, maybe I would have fit into that company, maybe I would have got into that campus. But that's not how it works. You know, I am the most unqualified man to preach the gospel. I haven't been to a Bible college. I did not know what pneumatology is. I did not know the theological terms. I don't have any Bible college mates. I did not know Greek and Latin and Hebrew. I have no Bible college certificate. You know, once I was in a place and I was preaching for a pastor, and then I moved, went into his office, and I saw he had so many certificates. And I was sitting there thinking, am I really called? Look at all those certificates. I don't seem to have anything. So I was standing there looking at them. This man of God walks in and he says, what is this that you're looking at? I said, I'm looking at your certificates. I feel totally unqualified to preach even in your church. He said, you know, when you ministered, the fire of God was there. The presence of God was moving. People were getting delivered. People were getting healed. The power of God was evident. That's what you need. I have the certificates, but I am looking for what you have. So it is the favor that qualifies you. Now I jokingly say, I have 1 degree, BA. I'm born again, BA. I found favor with God, I have a BA. Amen. You know, what you need is the favor of God tonight. You know, it is the favor of God that will even bring you wealth and blessings that you didn't even work for. Sometimes people think, you know, I wish I had a different job, I had a different pay scale. But let me tell you, it's not even the amount of hours that you work. I'm not saying be lazy. I am a hard worker. I work hard. And I can say sometimes like Paul, you know, I've worked hard day and night for the gospel. I'm in no way subtracting that you should not work hard. But what I'm saying is it's not working hard that brings you the blessing. It is the favor of God that brings you the blessing. Never put it into your head, this thought that I have to work hard and work hard and work hard so I can have success or wealth. Because success, wealth, blessing does not come from the east or from the west or from the south. It comes from the presence of God. It comes from God. It's the favor of God. You might be the last in the queue. If you're just going to say, I'm going to work hard and work hard and then see the blessing of God, you will be in the last in that queue to ever enjoy the blessing. It is not sweating it out to get into a blessing. It's being graced. It's being favored. And I've had some of these experiences where, you know, one of the brothers in the church, one of my spiritual sons, he came to me and said, Pastor, I want to bless you with a nice BMW X5 vehicle. That's favor. That brother was willing to show me favor. I mean, how many years would it take me for you to buy a vehicle like that? So some of you, if you will step into the grace and the blessing that I'm speaking about from God's word, there's going to be a transfer of God's blessings and wealth into your life in an unprecedented way. Amen. Favor is the greatest asset that you can have for your breakthrough. Your breakthrough does not come by fasting and prayer. I'm not against it. Please fast, please pray. But your breakthrough comes because of the favor of God. I think it was this beautiful servant of God, I forget his name, from London, who said, you know, one day of favor is better than 40 years of labor. You know, 40 years of labor, one day of favor is much better than all that. Just the favor of God. What you need is that one day of favor. One person that God moves to show you favor. I've had that kind of experiences in my life, even in little things. Suddenly people calling me out of the queue and say, hey, aren't you a pastor? I mean, I know you. Come here, there's something about you. Come, just. And taking you to a place of honor where you knew nobody there. But just the hand, the favor of God. You know, when God blesses you, many times people cannot move into a blessing. You know why? Because every time God blesses them, they keep quiet. But every time you open your mouth and say, it's God's blessings, it's God's grace, God's mercy, God's favor that has brought me thus far. You're opening yourself to enjoy more of God's grace and mercy and blessing in your life. When I look at my life and one wife, just one wife, 4 children, I know it is the favor of God. I mean, what are the chances at the age of 40 going on to get married? And then at 42 having your first baby, and it, right now this year I'm 52. And then having all those four children within the last 8 years. I believe it is a blessing from the Lord. I believe it is the favor of God. You know, when I stepped into marriage, and you know, I was telling my wife, you know, I don't have anything in my name. I don't even have 5 cents in my name. And I said to her, the only thing that I have is you. She thought that was very romantic. I was saying that out of deepest fear. All that I have is that, nothing else. But from zero to surplus, God can take you by favor. God can add things into your life. Some of those things I cannot say through the mic, but when I look at it, it is the favor, the blessing of Jesus Christ that has taken me forward. Tonight, I want some of you to just lift up your hands wherever you are and say, Lord, I need your favor. The 7th month, I want access to favor. I want to increase in favor. I want to increase in the blessing of God. Lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice to Jesus. Lift up your voice, lift up your voice to Jesus.
My defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Yes, Lord. Every hour I need you. I want request my righteousness.
Come on, church, sing it together. Oh, yes.
Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you.
Yes, Lord.
Every hour I need you. My one request, my righteousness. Lord God, how I need you.
All that you need is the Lord. Wow. Glory to God. You might be the most disadvantaged person right now, but you can become the most advantaged person by the grace of God, by the favor of God. And I release that word upon somebody who is thinking, I am disadvantaged, there is nobody for me. Let the hand of the Lord come upon you tonight and release you into the blessing of God. Lift your voice and say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. When you have the favor of God, you don't need to be jealous of somebody else's success. You don't need to fight with somebody. Even just like Isaac, every time he would dig a well and somebody would come and put mud over it and fight him, he would just walk away. Yes. You know, when you are under the favor of God, walking in grace, there is no way that you need to fight with somebody, strive with somebody, be envious of somebody, because you know it is God who is blessing you. It is God who is releasing his hand upon you. And so every time you walk with him, let me tell you, you know it is God who will take care of you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
All that you need to do is to look for God's favor. Even for you to have victory in your life, you need to have faith in God's favor for a sweatless triumph. You're not sweating it out. I release that grace, that realm where you enjoy the triumph of God that Jesus purchased for you on the cross of Calvary. And you step into that blessing of being triumphant, not defeated. Let every failure feeling leave your life. You are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Walk in the victory that Jesus purchased for you on the cross of Calvary.
Yes.
Enter places with ease. Step into the next realm with ease. Some of you, God is going to move you to a kind of spiritual cruise control where your flight is upward. Glory to God. That which you strive for, try to attain by your strength and by your will, by the favor of God, by the grace of God, by the blessing of God. You're going to step into it. Open your mouth and say, spiritual cruise control. The grace of God setting you on flight. Favor is that which will, that element that God uses to surprise you. You begin to look, how did this happen? Some of you are going to be shocked by the blessing of God. Amazed by what God will do for you. Don't quit. Don't look around. Look to Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of your faith. Say, Lord, I need your grace. I need your favor. Look at the scriptures. Genesis chapter 39. The book of Genesis, the 39th chapter. Joseph in 44's house. And the second verse says, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Joseph found favor in his sight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And the sixth verse. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And the last part of it. And Joseph was a godly person and well favored. See, Joseph is in Egypt. He's a slave. His slave is brought from a slave market. A slave is use and throw. Nobody prospers as a slave. Nobody comes up in life by being a slave. You know, just like people go and buy chickens or vegetables. In those times, people would go into the market, slave market. Look at him and say, okay, bring me that man. How much is he worth? They would check his arm. They would maybe hit his bum to see how his back is, how his legs are. Humiliate him. Take him home. Make him work in the field. Don't pay him. You don't have to do that. If you are a slave woman, the master can do with you whatever he wants. And here Joseph is a slave in Egypt. And yet, the Bible says the favor of God was upon him. Because the Lord was with him. When the Lord is with you, nobody can misbehave with you. Nobody can abuse you. Nobody can destroy you. When the Lord is with you and when you're favored of the Lord,
yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can prosper even in that place, in that location where you are placed. Lift your hand and say, I am stepping into a new realm of God's grace. I'm going to step into the favor of God like no other time before. Psalm 106 and verse 4. Glory to God. Psalm 106 and verse 4 says, remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou hast bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. See, the element of favor is what you need. For every year that you lost, for the years that you have lost, for the time that you have lost. The children of Israel in Egypt for 430 years, they were working as slaves, not paid. Not a single day's pay comes to them. 430 years, generation to generation, without any payment. No salary. But because of the element of favor in the book of Exodus chapter 12, the Bible says when the children of Israel, because of the blood of the lamb, when they stepped out of Egypt, God told them to plunder or to take forth with interest all that was owed to them. See, favor in one night cost them to have a payment of all the arrears that was there. I prophesy over somebody. You have not been receiving your salary on that which is rightfully yours. It's been going on for years and years and years. Just like Laban deceived Jacob, even after Jacob worked in that field for 20 years and did not pay him, but kept deceiving him and kept changing his wages. You've been in a trouble in your finances, but tonight, in the name of Jesus, this element called favor is going to set you free. And every area, everything that is owed to you will come in a way that you never thought possible, with interest into your life. If that is you, lift up your voice and say, I receive it in the name of the Lord. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus. Psalms 5 verse 12. Psalms 5 and verse 12 says, your favor, O Lord, shall be like a shield. Can you imagine that favor? In front of you, favor. In the side of you, favor. When you turn this side, favor. When you turn that side, favor. Wherever you turn, there is favor all around you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and say, whichever side I turn, I shall step into the favor of God. Whichever side I turn, I shall step into the favor of God. Favor all around me. Favor all around me for the glory of God. See, the favor of God is the escape route out of bankruptcy, out of debt. Yes. In the book of Deuteronomy 33 and 23, it says about Naphtali, Naphtali, you shall be satisfied with favor. You know, the land that belonged to Naphtali is the land that where nothing grows. Historically, when you study the land that came to Naphtali, the tribe, nothing grows there. But what was amazing was after this blessing was commanded by Moses over the tribe, you are satisfied with favor. Nothing grows there, but the end of every harvest, they have the biggest harvest. It is beyond natural human understanding. A place, a geographical location where nothing grows, just because of favor. Glory to God. The harvest, they have the biggest harvest. Open your mouth and say, I shall be satisfied with favor and I shall have the biggest harvest. Today you say it in faith, but what you say in faith, you will see it manifested over your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Your location is immaterial when God's favor is upon you. Even in places that are remote, outdated, God can send His blessing. Places where nothing grows, where you think you're stranded and alone, when you have favor, things can happen for you. Yes. Seventh month, the favor of God over your life. Glory to God. Lakasta moroko shestelka pratelenia. There is somebody being healed of umbilical hernia. The Lord's healing presence is flowing through. Yeshuvinte naamathil saukhyamaga. Glory to God. May your body be released from every affliction, from every infirmity in the name of Jesus. That feeling of being alone, stranded, feeling like a failure when nothing is happening, may it turn around because the favor of God, because you have besought the favor of God, you have asked for the favor of God. May God satisfy you with his favor and turn your story around. Put your hands together, worship Jesus wherever you are. Let the power of the Holy Spirit freely flow. You know, one of the key things of favor is, favor is a product of mercy. Psalms 102 and verse 13. Glory to God. Psalms 102 verse 13. It says there, hallelujah. It says there, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. So favor is a product of God's mercy. For you to enjoy the euphoria of favor, for you to bask in favor, to enjoy that element called favor, you need God's mercy into your life. The difference between Saul in the Old Testament and David was mercy. David found mercy in the sight of God. Mercy is God looking away from you and focusing on Christ. Every time you say, God, have mercy, Lord Jesus, have mercy, God the Father turns his eyes away from you and looks at Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to God! That is what mercy is. Mercy is that divine assistance of God's love. I am somebody who's found mercy. Every day I consciously, intentionally say, Lord, have mercy upon me. I approach the throne of God to receive grace and mercy. I say, Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. It is because of your mercies I'm not destroyed. I'm not consumed because of your mercies. Lord, have mercy upon me. Glory to God. You doing well in life is not because of your, in Malayalam is a miduk, kariva, or expertise. It is because of God's mercy. Never fail. Hallelujah. Amen. I was listening to a testimony of a man who was in a plane crash. The plane crashed and this man came out without any injury. And he said, God is merciful to me. I heard of another testimony of a vehicle hitting a young man, and the vehicle got damaged. After hitting that young man, the vehicle, the front part of it crashed inward. And this man, nothing happened to him. He went to the driver and he said, are you okay? Are you okay? God was merciful to me. Are you okay? Can you imagine that? It was not actually the vehicle hitting that man. It was that man hitting that vehicle. See, that is where God's mercy protects you. You are not destroyed because of God's mercy. Open your mouth and say, because of God's mercy, I'm not destroyed. Glory to God. Lekasila protolos miatelia. Even a blind Bartimaeus would call out and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. God's medicine is God's mercy. It is mercy of God that takes away your sickness. It's the mercy of God that removes God's, your limitations in life. Every poverty, every bondage is broken because of God's mercy. The best way to move into the favor of God is by entreating the mercy of God and saying, Lord, I need your mercy. I need your mercy in my life. Mercy is an antidote. Yes, Lord. You know, one of my mentors, He asked me, son, do you know the difference between grace and mercy? I said, both, I mean, grace, mercy, and favor. He said, you know, grace and favor. I said, both come from the same root word. So he said, favor is the boiling point of grace. So when grace or mercy boils up in your life, it overflows as favor. Lift up your voice and worship Jesus. Worship the Father. Latika prole kenaste, miltika prole kenaste. Say, Father, I need the mercy of God. I approach your throne to receive grace and mercy. Ribala skelte prakalaneste, du skelte prakalaneste. Shantiliska protolos kenedeshe. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mercy doesn't give you what you deserve, but gives you what God reserves. Mercy doesn't give you what you deserve, but gives you what God has reserved for you. Can you imagine that? The prodigal son left the father's house. He had taken his inheritance. He had lost it all. He came back. The father hugged him. And yet still, the favorite coat, the fatted calf, the gold ring, the sandals, everything was still there. God, the father has reserved all that still for him. You think your life is over because you backslid? I've got good news for you. You have a loving father who's waiting for you. Get back. Shh, come back. Jesus loves you. Come back. His heart is open for you. He allowed his heart to be pierced because he had you in his mind. He had you in his mind. Come back. Come back. Come back. There is still something reserved for you in the Father's house. Get back. Oh, Salatius. Thank you, Lord.
I love you, Lord. For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up, lay my head down, and I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Have led me through the fire.
In the darkest night,
you are close like no other. I know you as a father, I know you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful.
Worship him tonight.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Jesus is running after, is running after me.
Always.
Your goodness is running after, is running after me. Your goodness is running after, is running after me. All my life you have been faithful.
Yes, Lord, mercy.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am given, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. So aren't you glad that God is faithful?
Always.
What a beautiful song. Yeah. Huh? Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, in Psalms 23, we know that psalm. David is saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He says, thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. In the fifth verse, he says, Lord, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Yeah.
You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies.
Yes.
See, look at the blessing. The Lord is there, his rod and staff is there, the table is there, anointing is there over his head, the cup is overflowing. But he says, Lord, all this is immaterial if your goodness and your mercy does not follow after me. You have every kind of blessing, but what you need is the goodness and the mercy following after you. Glory to God. Let me tell you tonight, there is something, there is someone that is going to follow you, chase you, come behind you. It is the goodness. Open your mouth and say the mercy of God. Every day, daily, consciously, deliberately, sincerely, ask for the mercy of God in your life. Mercy is stronger than forgiveness. You have been in one spot for too long, but your season is going to change. The season of favor, the mantle of favor is coming upon you. It is time to get up and move on for the glory of God. And everything that God does sometimes in phases. You know, David was anointed in his father's house. He was anointed as the king over Judah. And later on, he was anointed again as the king over Israel. See, it's in phases. Joseph had a coat of favor that was given to him by his father. He had a coat that was given to him by 44. And he had a coat that was given to him by Pharaoh. So you see, it is in phases. Ruth, she was working in the fields, got a little bit. Then Boaz saw her. The first time she was working, maybe she got 30%. Then Boaz saw her and said to his servants, show her favor. She got 60%. But later on, she got married to Boaz and she got the whole field. It's in phrases. Favor is in phrases.
Yes.
She got that 100%, the whole field. Everything that belonged to Boaz belonged to her. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, I'm moving into my next season of phase of my blessing. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, I have recognized one thing. For you to step into favor, not only should you be connected to the mercy of God, but be connected to light. You should be open to light. It's the entrance of God's word that gives you light. There is a saying, light determines flight. Revelation determines elevation. Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 7 says, light is sweet. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. John 1 and verse 5 says, light shines in the darkness, yet the darkness could not comprehend it. Light is that sudden realization from God's word. Hey, this is for me. This is for me. Every blessing comes from the word. A preacher can preach, but only God can send his light into your heart. You can take notes, you can have the right points written in your book. But until and unless this word comes alive in your heart and says, hey, this is for me. This is for me. This is what I need. You don't have access to it. Freedom is a proof of knowledge. You will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So if you're not free, it means you have not known that light has not still struck you in that area. But realization, hey, I am free. Christ set me free 2,000 years ago. You can know it theologically in your head. But one day you realize, hey, I was set free when Jesus died for me. Open your mouth and say, I open my life to the light of God's word, to the light of God's favor. Amen. And I close with this tonight. I hope it's a blessing for somebody here. The element of favor will cause you to do the impossible. Can you say that with me? The favor will cause me to do the impossible. The Gospel of Luke chapter 1. Glory to God. Faith for that element of favor. That's how I would title the message. Faith for that element of favor. The Gospel of Luke chapter 1. Amen. Verses 25 onwards. The angel of the Lord comes to Mary and says, the 28th verse. And the angel came unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women. 30th verse. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. 31st verse. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. See, when the favor of God comes upon you, there is always something that you conceive in the womb. Even men can give birth. Some of you men need to get pregnant with something that comes from the Holy Spirit. Something in the womb. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth the son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great. So that which is conceived by favor in your womb is something that is great. Hello, get pregnant with the Holy Spirit. Have that dream that comes from God. Have that vision that the Holy Spirit we can put forth. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing that I know not a man? See that? Why look for a man when God's favor is with you? Some of you are looking for a man when God's favor is coming upon you. 35th verse. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest. So open your mouth and say, the power of the Highest. shall overshadow thee. And therefore also that thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. See, the power of the highest. When God appears in your life, devils has to disappear. For you to do something great, you don't need a man, you need the favor of God. How can this be possible? For something to become possible, you need the favor of God. How shall this be? I'm afraid. How can this be? Be plugged to the highest power, the power of the Holy Spirit. Moses never failed. Joshua never failed. David never failed. Abraham never failed. They trusted in God. God answered them. Glory to God. Mary said, "Be it unto me according to thy word." She trusted God. She never failed. All things become possible. The impossible becomes possible. When the power of the Almighty God overshadows you, when the favor of God is upon you.
Yes.
Don't be associated with low levels of power. Oh, if I get that bank loan. It's a low level of power. If that person will do this for me, that's a low level. Cursed is the man who puts his trust in man. The highest level of power is the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the favor of God. May you have access to that kind of power. Glory to God. I know you speak in tongues. I know you're filled with the Holy Spirit of God. But imagine and realize that the power of the Almighty God is the power that of the highest. Kaltoros keleti brakeneiste keleiste. Dulkari lebrocious canteria. The devil cannot limit you. Witchcraft cannot limit you. Curses cannot limit you. The power of the Holy Spirit. Lidala shas melaitoro. Akala anyabashul anyabashi pradiji. Vaitala smaradi anyabashi pradiji. Haskal prabha, that which is going to come out of you is going to be godly. It'll bless the name of Jesus. It'll manifest forth for the glory of God. Glory to God. Light of Roshas Vaitaria. Favor will make you to move from the impossible to the possible. Mary, the moment she realized she was under the favor of God, the next verse says, she ran to her cousin, verse 36, in Elizabeth, who was already 6 months pregnant. The blessing was already there, 6 months. Never go to somebody who says, "I've been praying for 6 years and nothing is happening." The moment the power of the Almighty comes upon you and you realize the light of God's favor comes upon you, look for somebody who's already moved into that blessing. You're looking for marriage. You're not married. Don't sit with some single guy who says, "All men are like this. Don't get hooked to any girl. Don't get married to anybody. Single life is more fun." Go find somebody who is already blessed of the Lord in that area of marriage.
Yes.
Just like Mary ran to Elizabeth and said, "Hey, let me rejoice with you."
Yes.
And your blessing will also be manifested. You want a baby? Don't sit around with women or men who are not wanting a child. Look for somebody who's got many children. Glory to God. Go and sit there and rejoice in fellowship. You're activating favor. If you are a pastor and you are looking for church growth, you have this vision inside of you, conceived of huge properties that God will bless you with, large congregations and blessed people coming in. Don't look for somebody who has not had a breakthrough in church growth. Don't go sit with them and say, "Oh yeah, I've been fasting for 40 days. nothing has happened. And the other person says, yeah, I've been fasting for 40 years and nothing has happened. Look for somebody who's already 6 months pregnant. I'm already 6 months pregnant. Oh, glory to God. There is something inside my womb that the Holy Spirit has put forth. We've been moving in from one blessing to another. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy that you will not miss out on your blessing. The favor of God will be activated. The element called favor will manifest forth. Glory to God. Tonight, 7th month, 1st Friday of July, may you have access to favor.
Yes.
Amen. That element called favor. It doesn't matter you're old, young, new believer, unbeliever. Put your trust in Christ. That's the greatest decision you can make. That there's a Father in heaven who loves you. Jesus died for you. Tonight, close our eyes. Let's pray together. Thank you, Jesus. Would you surrender your heart to Jesus? Would you surrender your life to the Lord? Would you renounce unbelief? Would you renounce everything that hinders you from walking in the favor, in the blessing of God? Surrender your heart to Jesus.